steady. It's an elderly, nice old, you know, lady. And we sat and talked, or she did most of the talking. She said, if you don't take the first drink, you won't get drunk. I said, oh my God. But my ears were open. I was open. I was in such pain that I didn't care what they asked me to do. And I got up to leave, and she said, somebody will pick you up tonight and take you to a meeting. And she said, I advise you to go. And I said, what do I do? She said, well, I've never been to a meeting in my life. She said, I know. She said, you're like all other alcoholics. You don't want to join anything. She said, my husband was one. I said, yeah. She said, why didn't you just come home and rest? I said, what? She said, why didn't you just come home and rest? And I got very emotional. I think of those swallows coming home to Capistrano, I guess. And something poetic went off inside me. And then she sprang the next one on me. She used the three-letter word. She says, why didn't you just trust in God? And suddenly the doors opened for me, sesame. And I'll never forget that experience, that minute standing there. I don't know how long it lasted, maybe a few seconds. And I grabbed hold of her because I realized that everything of my cheap little intellect hadn't worked. All my best thinking had got me into deep, big trouble. I was an outsider. I'd felt an outsider all my life. I was a misanthrope. I didn't like people. I tried to like people. I tried to love people. But I couldn't. I was incapable of it. And I tried to love my own daughter. I tried to love my wives, but I couldn't. I played a good game at it. I could actually manufacture a feeling of it, or manufacture a look of it, of caring. But I didn't really care inside. I was hard as nails, I thought. And the barriers started coming down that morning, and I got outside on the street, and a big voice in stereophonic silence surrounded me and said, it's all over. Now you can start living. It's all been for a purpose. And it was a big voice that came out of my consciousness, out of my subconscious. I call it the higher power, superconsciousness, God. God, that's what it was. In me, as me. And the craving to drink was taken from me that instant and has never returned. So I take it that some powerful miracle happened that morning, about probably 11 o'clock in the morning, on the Monday morning, 29th of December, on the sidewalk of Westwood, Los Angeles, Westwood Boulevard. And I was taken to my first meeting, and I heard Chuck C speaking that night. And it's in the Pacific Palisades group. A man called Don was the first speaker. He was a doctor. And then Chuck C got up and spoke. And it was over for me, and I understood everything that happened to me. I understood why I was what I was. I understood why I drank. I could comprehend why, because I was ill inside, that I had a real personality disorder. I had something deeply wrong inside me, and I'd felt insane all my life, and I had to drink to stop myself going mad. That much I understood on that first night, within a few minutes. And I was taken over to see Chuck afterwards, and he said, you just keep coming back, he said, because we get better than better. He said, we're great people, he said, you know, when we recover, we really recover. And he gave me a hug, and I'll never forget that moment, and it changed my life. And so it has been, day after day. I went to many, many meetings, heard many, many speakers. I went through a roller coaster of the first year. Then I was told it would get better. And my God, it did. In ways I couldn't even have imagined. But for 20 years now, day at a time, I've worked in this program. I've worked hard in my professional, and I've driven my body like a tank, and I haven't rested at all very much, and I don't regret any of it, because it took me places in the world, and it gave me rewards, it gave me a place in my life that I'd always wanted, but yet there was still something missing. And I can stand here and honestly say to you tonight, with every fiber of my being, that I thought I was doing okay, and I was, but it wasn't the whole truth, because something was flat and dying inside me, and I don't know what that was. I can't be specific about that. That's something I would talk to my sponsor about. It's not for me to speak publicly here about what deeply was troubling me. But there was a grayness and a discontent, and I just wanted more and more and more. And I thought, well, this is just alcoholic. I could not settle for placid